This is Total Gym Reset, the podcast. I'm Kim Ransom, a three-time gym owner and business professional in the gymnastics and Olympic weightlifting industries. I have a heart for the small guys, and the material I teach all supports the work we do in Total Gym Reset, a six-month gym owner learning experience. This podcast exists to talk about important topics relevant to gym owners, shed light on topics that will make you feel seen, and give you some much-needed mojo to go live out your version of success on your own gym owner journey. So I hope you'll join me for these quick 10-minute or less episodes where I share lessons learned, ask the tough questions, and provide a little inspiration for your work in the gym. Hey guys, before we get started with this week's episode, I wanted to let you know that the next round of my small group learning experience called Total Gym Reset is starting really soon. So I'm taking names and putting everybody on a wait list right now. So hopefully we can get started round about the end of July or so. So if you are interested in learning about staffing and branding, marketing, sales, money management, finances, leadership, all the things that are important to running a successful gym and not losing your mind, go ahead and text me at 412-453-8325 and you'll just leave your name and say TGR. I'll put you on the wait list and then I'll let you know when the spots open. Okay, here we go. Well, hello there, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Total Gym Reset, the podcast. Today kicks off a financial series where I'm going to talk you through some of the biggest mistakes, some ways that you can avoid these mistakes, and then talk you through some systems and maybe some advanced systems that you can use in your gym to help you become more successful and profitable, right? That's the point to all of this. Of course, we love children and we love our sport. We want to create employable, healthy, happy, young adults. But like that saying goes, if you want to be a lifesaver, you have to learn how to swim yourself first, right? So we have to take care of yourself and your gym and your staff. We have to really satisfy all of those responsibilities and obligations before we can then have the whole positive impact on these children that we want, right? We're on the same page here? Okay. So when we put this in terms of money and finance, now I know that this can be a yucky topic. Money is not a favorite subject to speak about, especially amongst female gym owners. And hopefully after this series, I will help you kind of break down the stigma and just become a little bit more comfortable with talking about money and money issues. Okay, so let's start at the top. The first money mistake that I would really like to see you avoid is not being able to keep track of the actual money you're taking in. And yes, believe it or not, I've spoken to a lot of gym owners who are doing very well. They think they're not sure because they're having trouble slowing down enough to track the money they are taking in. So the first money mistake I'd love to see you avoid is not being able to track your income. Now, that can be pretty easy. They make a lot of great apps and software platforms nowadays. Of course, one of the most widespread and most known online platform is QuickBooks Online, right? You don't have to be a seasoned bookkeeper to be able to organize your income at a basic level and understand how much money you're actually taking in. Now, of course, you can also kind of keep track on a high level of your income or your revenue if you're using a customer management database like JackRabbit or iClass Pro or any of the other multiple options that are out there. It makes it really easy for you to track how much money you're taking in. Now, that being said, you do have to slow down enough to work the use of one of these systems into your daily habits or your weekly or monthly habits, right? You do need to track your income. And it's not just me that's suggesting this, but old Uncle Sam pretty much demands that you also track your income. So if you don't work that into your daily or weekly life ahead of time, the end of the year is going to be much more painful if you haven't run into painful roadblocks along the way. So, number one, make sure that you are tracking. Track your income, guys. Number two, on the flip side of that, if you're lucky enough or fortunate enough or blessed enough to have what feels like an endless supply of customers that a lot of us are experiencing right now as we recover in this economy, sometimes our spending can get out of control. When we have an influx of cash that we aren't really tracking, it can be really easy to let those expenditures balloon through the roof. If you aren't paying attention to what you are spending money on, how many subscriptions you're opening, the last time you updated contracts or terminated things that you really didn't need anymore, what about those impulse buys, right? What about the cute little pieces of equipment that you don't really need, but you get an ad for and you kind of want it, so you just buy it because you know you have money in your checking account, right? Those impulsive spending habits. How many of you are controlling your expenses? Now, if you use QuickBooks Online or you use another software that will generate a profit and loss report, it can be very easy for you to keep an eye on what you're spending. Another way is to draw a budget, of course. A lot of us didn't start our gym with a budget. I'm being real. I know you are out there. We don't all start our gyms with the best of business backgrounds. And most of the time, budgets are something that just don't get done. In a perfect world, they would, right? But they just don't get done. So most of us are controlling our spending by checking the app on our phone before we go to Target. And I'm here to tell you that that is not an effective way of managing your business finances. So write this down, number two. We're going to tackle controlling your spending and your expenses. Number three, big no-no, guys. If you're not planning to pay taxes or to save to pay taxes at the end of the year, you can find yourself in some hot water. Right now, we're experiencing an influx of customers. We have people on wait lists. We're doing very well in this post-COVID economy, which is fantastic. But every time you take a distribution or, you know, you have new money, basically, it's a new world for us. And we forget that all of that new money is not really ours. I know that it sounds crazy, but actually all of the money that's coming into your gym is yours and Uncle Sam's. You need to be saving for taxes at the end of the year. Now, if you don't need that savings account, fantastic, great. But it is to your advantage to be setting aside a certain percentage of your monthly income to the gym, your monthly revenue, all of the cash, all of the payments that come in. We want to take a percentage of that and we want to set it aside. So at the end of the year, if you owe any sort of personal income tax or business tax, or you've muffed up your payroll tax, either federal, state, or local, you'll have some money set aside and you won't have to worry about it. Trust me, guys, the last person you want to owe money to is the IRS. So, on that note, while we're talking about saving money, number four, a big mistake that I see people make is that they lump third-party revenue into their gym revenue. What does that mean? Well, an example would be meet fees. Fees that your families have to pay to you that you then have to turn around and pay right back out, right? I call those third-party pass-through fees. When you're lumping that into your income and you're not separating that out, you're not holding that out, that can create a lot of problems for you policy-wise, but also financially, right? So yes, on the books, that's a pay-in, pay-out, and it's kind of a wash. But in reality, when you set apart those third-party pass-through fees, you're going to have a very clear more accurate picture of what your finances actually are and what you do have available to spend and to save, right? You're going to have a better idea of how much money you actually have in your gym instead of having an overinflated view of success, okay? So just as well as you're cordoning off some money or a new bank account to save for taxes, it's a great idea for you to have sort of a hollow bank account that you can set apart those third-party pass-through fees. And again, that can be professional memberships to your national governing body. That can be any sort of fee that you know that you're going to have to spend right away that wasn't really yours in the beginning. And then the last tip here I'm going to give you, money mistake number 5, not paying yourself. Guys, what I'm not talking about here is you neglecting your season of investment. And what I mean by that is every business has a time where the gym owner has to invest time and labor. And maybe you can't pay yourself in the moment, but the goal is for you eventually to pay yourself back for that time, right? It's the season of investment. We all have it. We all have that when we open businesses, but you don't want to remain there forever. That breeds resentment. It breeds stress. Having financial stress can really put you in a place where you don't make the best decisions for your business or for other people. And when we work with children, that is not a place that we want to be. You deserve a paycheck. Whomever you are, whoever is listening, if you need to hear this, this is your sign. Yes, you do deserve a paycheck. Of course you do. You as the gym owner have taken on the risk and the liability of all of these things that you manage and juggle, all of these lives that you hold in your hand. That's work. That's real work. Nobody else would do this for free, right? Let's face it. You as the gym owner are the only one in this business that would work for free. But you don't have to. You deserve a paycheck. So I want to reiterate that again. Can't say it enough. You need to pay yourself. That must be a goal. Now, if you are a person who is fortunate enough to be in a great financial position otherwise, and you don't, quote unquote, need a paycheck, I'm here to tell you that you still need a paycheck. Reason being, if this gym is something that you would like to pass on or sell at a later date, you need to be able to prove that the next person down the road can pay themselves. So even if you choose to give up your paycheck or reinvest it or put it somewhere else, right, the next person wants to know that it's possible to own this gym and create a livelihood for themselves. So you still need to show that, right? Okay, so I hope today has been a little bit helpful for you and gotten your wheels turning. And if you identify with any of these money mistakes, don't worry, because over the next few podcast episodes, we're going to tackle these and we're going to talk them out and figure out how to fix these mistakes so you can become more profitable and have more of an impact on these kids that you coach every day. So until next time, ta-ta!